Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, John Nye, and Josh All.
All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. My name is Derek Frisbee from DF Sports, and today we are here to talk about a guy that I feel like a lot of Browns fans don't really know much about him and probably have a lot of questions about him. And I am pumped that this guy is a member of the Cleveland Browns, and I'm talking about none other than Dorian Thompson Robinson, DTR himself. So I cannot wait to dive into talking about him. But before we do, please be sure to check out the Dogs Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, as well as like this video, drop a comment in the comment section, subscribe to the channel, turn on your notifications. And if that's not enough for you, you can get your voice heard on the show at thedogspodcast.com. Leave a voicemail, drop an intro, we'll play it out on the show, and we'll let you know our thoughts on your thoughts. And if that's not enough for you, join the Patreon. That's going to be your way to have direct communication with myself or any other members of the Dogs or the Dogs Podcast Patreon members, talking about everything in there, talking about movies, sports, the Browns, the Cavs, the Guardians, whatever you want to talk about. So join the Patreon, and also you don't want to miss the After Hours show, because if you watch the main podcast and you say, man, I like that, guess what? The After Hours show, 10 times better, right? You get the real Blake. You don't want to miss the real Blake, so join the Patreon. And also, 99 cents, become a member. You can't get anything for under a dollar in today's world, right? I can't even think of one item that is under a dollar. But here at the Dogs Podcast, we have it. Become a member. You're going to get cool membership stickers as well as much more. So please become a member today. So let's dive into it. Dorian Thompson Robinson. So 140th pick in the fifth round of the 2023 NFL draft for the Cleveland Browns. And so he is 6'2", 203 pounds, redshirt senior out of UCLA. Like I said, 140th pick in the fifth round of the 2023 NFL draft for the Cleveland Browns. So before we dive into the stats for DTR, there's a couple things you should know right off the bat about DTR. He was as highly recruited as Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence coming out of high school. So you're talking about elite level athleticism. I believe he was the number two dual threat quarterback in that class. So he's no scrub, right? He is a highly ranked prospect, or at least at the time he was coming out of high school, going into college, chose UCLA. I think DTR, it's so easy to say this, right? Because I feel like we say this a lot, but I feel like in this scenario, it is true. If DTR went to a school like a Georgia or an Alabama or Ohio State, you know, it's tough to say that, right? And we say that all the time, but obviously, you know, he probably wouldn't start because he's not going to start in front of CJ Stroud or Bryce Young. But my point there is, if he had better talent around him in college football, I think this is somebody who at the very least is a high second round pick, right? And the tape backs that up. So I know that gets thrown around a lot, and I'm not just saying this because he is a member of the Cleveland Browns. His history, his just kind of overall production and just who he is as a player, especially coming out of high school, this guy should not have been picked in the fifth round. And his college production proves that. So before we get into that, let's talk about this. The NFL Combine, he absolutely showed out. He set records at the NFL Combine. He had a 62 miles per hour velocity tied with Josh Allen for the greatest throwing velocity and runtime of quarterbacks in the combine. So essentially what that means is combined numbers of velocity with a 40 time. So 62 mile per hour plus a 4.56 40 yard dash has him tied with Josh Allen in NFL combine history. So that's nothing to ignore. You know, that's not some scrub kind of numbers there. So, you know, and at the combine, he was 10th in production score, 9th in athleticism score, with a total combine rank of 10th. And that's, of course, out of quarterbacks. A lot of good quarterbacks in this draft, right? A lot of good, you know, flashy quarterbacks in this draft that are putting up great numbers and, you know, can throw it a mile. So for DTR to be 10th, that's impressive. That's nothing to skip over. So let's talk about some of the off-the-field stuff real quick. So Dorian Thompson-Robinson is just an amazing dude. Great personality, hard worker, very coachable guy. This is somebody you want in your locker room. He's already got a great relationship with Deshaun Watson. Deshaun was a big part of getting DTR drafted by the Cleveland Browns. And I saw a video, I don't know if you guys will know who I'm talking about, but his YouTube channel is the QB School. I forget the guy's name, unfortunately. But what he does is break down quarterback film and talk about the strengths, the weaknesses. It's unbiased, no opinions, just strictly what he sees and breaks it down. And I saw DTR did a reaction video to the video that was done on him. And, you know, for somebody to sit there and listen to somebody criticizing him as well as correcting him on some things and responding to that well voluntarily in a YouTube video, to me is very impressive, because a lot of guys would never in a million years sit there and listen to somebody critiquing them and basically explain it and take responsibility for it. DTR did that. And I know that might seem like a small deal, but for me, that's just that tells you who he is as a person and that he understands he can improve and has put in the work to improve. And if you're as excited as I am about this season coming up for the Cleveland Browns, boy, do I have something to tell you, because this is for all you Browns fans in Ohio. We have an awesome sports betting promo for new Bet365 users. All you have to do is deposit $10 and place a $1 wager on any sport, and you will instantly receive $200 added to your account and bonus bets, whether if you win or lose. All you have to do is use the code THEDOGS at sign up. By using our code THEDOGS, you will not only receive the $200 in bonus bets, but you will also be directly supporting the podcast. So if you have not signed up for Bet365, join with the code THEDOGS and place that first bet. This offer is only available for new customers who are 21 and older and are physically present in Ohio. Please remember to always gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Check out the full episode description for the full terms of the offer, or visit bet365.com. So some of his strengths: he's fast, he's elusive, he extends plays. He's got solid accuracy and ball placement. He's slippery, very slippery. This is a guy who's not going to go down super easy. Like I said earlier, talked about the velocity. That shows in the tape as well. Fantastic velocity and zip. Almost like Baker in that sense, where it's kind of one speed. So you can look at that as a good thing or a bad thing. For me, I think it's a good thing playing in Cleveland. You know, we kind of saw that with Baker, right? You needed the zip. And even though it didn't, you know, it wasn't great 100% of the time, when he needed it, he had it, right? So take that for what you will. I look at it as a good thing. Manipulates defense as well. This guy is fantastic looking off safeties and just, you know, tricking the secondary as a whole. Just kind of, you know, making plays with his eyes is something that a lot of the great quarterbacks do, and DTR is very good at that. So as far as having a guy who's a developmental backup for you, that's a great sign that he already has that down. So some of his weaknesses, he's got decent arm strength, you know, and I'll talk about this here shortly because this is a very interesting conversation about his arm strength, but we'll touch on that here in a second. But he forces passes sometimes, you know, he's got a little bit too much of playmaking ability where he's trying to do it all the time, right? I've seen DTR make some throws and some plays that I've never seen any quarterback make at the college level. And that's all well and good, but sometimes you can't do that every play, right? You got to hit your checkdowns. And that's something that DTR is going to have to learn. And I think he's gotten better at it, but as far as a weakness, that's something you should write down here as a weakness. He holds on to the ball too long. That kind of ties in with what I just talked about. Questionable decision-making also ties in to what I'm talking about. He plays smaller than he is, you know, and I've heard people talk about DTR and say the opposite, that he plays bigger than he is. Personally, I disagree with that. You know, for a guy who's 6'2", 203 pounds, that's good size for a quarterback, right? That's pretty good size. It's not the best, it's not the worst, you know, but it's solid. And a lot of times DTR will throw off of his back foot and just some mechanical things that he needs to work on. And I think that is him playing smaller than he is. I think he's, I don't know. It's tough to explain without having the film in front of me to actually show you. But if you turn on the film, and I encourage everybody, if you don't know anything about DTR, go do your homework on him. He is so electrifying and fun to watch that it'll be well worth your time. Even if you get nothing out of it as far as information wise, just as a football fan, go check out DTR's tape. He is absolutely very fun to watch play the game of football. So I'm going to pull up some stats here for you here in a second, if I can figure this out. And okay, so if it'll pop up, there we go. So DTR, this is his college stats. So as you can see, his last season, 296 completions for 382 attempts, 69.6 completion percentage, where if you look at his last few years, you know, starting at UCLA, by far his best completion percentage, you know, in his last season there at UCLA, 3,154 yards, averaged 8.3 yards, 27 TDs to 10 interceptions. You know, overall pretty good. But if you take a look at his rushing, that's kind of where he really shines, because if that'll pop off the screen. So this is somebody who a lot of people would describe, you know, as a run first quarterback, and that's where he makes his plays. Yes, but it's not a Lamar situation coming into the NFL, right? Where Lamar, all of his plays were running the football, right? Had very little things to show on film as far as his passing ability. And that's something he developed over time. For DTR, DTR has shown really good passing plays and ability on film, but also is super electric as a running quarterback and just as an athlete. 117 carries, 646 yards, 12 touchdowns on the ground. Not bad at all. That's not something to sleep on, to say the least.
This episode is brought to you by Transparent Labs, the industry-leading all-natural sports and nutrition brand with science-backed training supplements and farm-to-shaker grass-fed proteins. I use their 100% grass-fed whey protein isolate. It's the cleanest protein supplement on the market. It tastes great. My favorite is the chocolate peanut butter. It is so damn good. It mixes well, and I know it's sourced from grass-fed, hormone-free cattle right here in the United States. We are big fans of Transparent Labs because all of their supplements are formulated according to the most up-to-date scientific research using clinically effective dosages. If you go on their website and look at the ingredients for a particular product, you'll see they actually have cited scientific studies for each active ingredient they use. On top of that, they only use 100% natural ingredients in their supplements with absolutely zero artificial sweeteners, colors, or flavors, and all of their supplements are third-party lab tested for purity and potency. You can get 20% off your first order from Transparent Labs using our code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, at transparentlabs.com. That's code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, at transparentlabs.com for 20% off your first order.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
So, for me, here's how I choose to look at this, and this is why I'm such a big fan of the pick of DTR. You have a situation in the NFL where, you know, the top of the top quarterbacks, which nobody will call Deshaun Watson a top of the top quarterback anymore because of what has happened. But if we're all being real here, right, you know Deshaun Watson is an elite quarterback. Right. Will we see him play at that level again? That's a question. But I think the context has been taken out of it because of the off the field stuff. And the reality is the Browns are not going to want to pay big money for a backup quarterback. That's just the reality of the situation. And DTR is to Deshaun Watson what Huntley is to Lamar Jackson, where when Lamar went out, the Ravens could run the exact same offense, not really skip a beat as far as the play calling. Now, obviously, Huntley is not Lamar Jackson. That's why Lamar is Lamar. Same thing with Deshaun Watson. DTR is not Deshaun Watson. That's why Deshaun Watson got paid what he got paid. But as far as a skill set goes and what you have to work with, in my opinion, you're not going to have to change the offense or the play calling if Deshaun Watson, for whatever reason, were to be out and DTR step in. And I can't wait personally for the preseason. I'm going to the home preseason game. I can't wait to watch the Hall of Fame game. I won't be there, but, you know, unless somebody wants to sponsor me to go, but I'm not paying a crazy amount of money to go to a preseason game, but that's just me. Anyway, I can't wait to watch him, right? And the point that I haven't even talked about, DTR and Cedric Tillman, high school teammates, already have a relationship. So just the connections that he already has with the members of the Cleveland Browns, with Deshaun, with Cedric, like, it's a perfect fit, perfect scenario. And I think the Browns really found a diamond in the rough with DTR. You know, I've done a lot of film work on DTR, a lot of diving into him as a player, as a person. And, you know, I like to hear what other fan bases think. And going back to the pre-draft stuff, you know, I watched a 49ers fan talk about DTR as the starter, you know, as like, hey, this guy, you draft him, come in, he can beat out Trey Lance and Sam Darnold and start. He's that good. And it's like, man, That's some high level praise. And I'll tell you what, I don't disagree. I think DTR at some point in his career will be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Obviously, probably not for the Cleveland Browns, because that is not why we drafted him. But man, if he develops into his full potential, he could be special. And for me, what I see out of DTR is kind of a Dollar General taller version of Kyler Murray, okay? Where Kyler throws the ball with velocity, right? He's slippery, makes a lot of plays running around in the backfield. That's what I see out of DTR. Just obviously not the same level. But I do think he can get to a level that is starting quarterback caliber. I really do believe that. And for the Browns, that's a good problem to have, because, you know, if you at some point could flip DTR for a high draft pick at some point, that would be great. If Deshaun's struggling, you know, I'm not even going to bring this up, but you know what I'm getting at. I think you have a guy with a ton of potential, and he's so unbelievably coachable. And a lot of players are egomaniacs and think they're just the greatest thing to ever happen to the NFL or to college football or whatever, because that's the reality of football in today's worlds, right? Or world. You have, you know, these camps for kids going as quickly as like middle school, where they're being recruited. Some people are like being recruited. I don't know if you know Baby Gronk, right? I want to say this kid's like a seventh grader. Already has, I think he's already committed to like LSU or something. I could be totally wrong, but like that's ridiculous, right? So you're training these kids by doing that to think, hey, I'm this top of the top caliber player and I should be treated that way. And a lot of people think, you know, they don't have work to do. They don't have to earn it. And for DTR, it's the total opposite, right? Again, this kid, highly recruited as Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence, and set records at UCLA and was a fantastic starting quarterback. And, you know, I pulled up the stats for you, consistently improved over his time at UCLA, right? And he was there for a long time. So this is a, for lack of better, you know, terms, a veteran college quarterback who's got a lot of potential. And for the Browns, this is a really interesting situation you now have, because the NFL, you know, there's conversations about having the three quarterback on a roster rule, which I think DTR definitely will be on the 53, but I think he could be your backup quarterback as soon as this year. I think he's that good. It's just a matter of a couple little coaching things. And again, his relationship with Deshaun Watson already is something that's going to help him a lot, because he's not coming in to compete for the starting job. He's coming in to learn and be the best version of himself that he can be and just consistently improve. He's not in a high pressure situation. You know, and when he does see the field, he's got a lot around him. He's got a great run game. You know, like if he needed, hypothetically, if he needed to play this year, great run game, you can always rely on. He's got his legs himself. With a lot of rookie quarterbacks, you know, it's tough to break down and read NFL defenses. And you'll see a lot of rookie quarterbacks just take off and start running. And for DTR, that's what I'm going to be paying attention to in the preseason. Is he going to be somebody who struggles early on as far as in the pass game and reading NFL defenses? Or is he going to sit in there? Because he's got really good pocket presence. He really does. So I'm absolutely pumped. You know, I know this is a little bit of a shorter video. But I would just say I think very highly of this kid. And I think highly of him enough that I think it was worth taking him over taking a position of need like a linebacker or another safety or something like that, because I think DTR is that valuable. I think he could potentially, down the road, either you could get a pick for him. You know, absolutely, he can come in and, you know, fill the role for Deshaun if needed. I think he's going to get to that point. You know, who knows? You never know. Crazier things have happened. But this kid's special. And I don't say that lightly, just to say, I think this kid really is special. Like I said, I see a lot of Kyler Murray, Justin Fields, and even Deshaun Watson in his game. And if he can develop and put it all together, and again, you know, being coachable is the biggest thing. So he is, and we'll see. I'm absolutely thrilled to have DTR as a member of the Cleveland Browns. So with that being said, please go check out his film. Go watch his highlights. Trust me, it's worth it. But anyway, let me know your thoughts in the comment section. Leave a voicemail to dogspodcast.com. Again, my name is Derek Frisby from DS Sports. And let us know what you think. Go Browns.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.